But we've come a long way since the days when people thought that you could spend and borrow your way to prosperity, that you needed a budget deficit and a bit of inflation to get economic growth. Now it is understood that the government's role is to keep downward pressure on inflation and to create a sound financial and legal framework in which enterprise can flourish.
It's the Reader's Notebook for Tuesday, October 13th, 2020. Today's the birthday of former British Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher. Born in 1925 at Grantham in Lincolnshire, where her father ran a grocery store and a tobacco shop, and the family lived upstairs. She served as Prime Minister of the United Kingdom from 1979 to 1990, and was leader of the Conservative Party for 15 years beginning in 1975. She was the longest-serving British Prime Minister of the 20th century and the first woman to hold that office. A Soviet journalist dubbed her the Iron Lady, a nickname that became associated with her uncompromising politics and leadership style, and which she liked, by the way. Thatcher studied chemistry at Somerville College, Oxford, and worked briefly as a research chemist before becoming a barrister. She was elected Member of Parliament for Finchley in 1959. Edward Heath appointed her Secretary of State for Education and Science in 1970. In 1975, she defeated Heath in the Conservative Party leadership election to become leader of the opposition, the first woman to lead a major political party in the United Kingdom. On becoming Prime Minister after winning the 1979 general election, Thatcher introduced a series of economic policies intended to reverse high unemployment and Britain's struggles in an ongoing recession. Her popularity in her first years in office waned amid recession and rising unemployment until victory in the 1982 Falklands War and the recovering economy brought a resurgence of support, resulting in her landslide re-election in 1983. She survived an assassination attempt by the Provisional IRA in the 1984 Brighton Hotel bombing, and achieved a political victory against the National Union of Mine Workers in the 1984-85 miners' strike. Thatcher was re-elected for a third term with another landslide in 1987, but her subsequent support of the community charge, a kind of poll tax, was widely unpopular. She resigned as head of government and party leader in November 1990 after Michael Heseltine launched a challenge to her leadership. After retiring from the Commons in 1992, she was given a life peerage as Baroness Thatcher of Kesteven in the County of Lincolnshire, which entitled her to a seat in the House of Lords. In 2013, she died of a stroke at the Ritz Hotel in London at the age of 87. Queen Elizabeth II and the Duke of Edinburgh attended her funeral, marking only the second time in the Queen's reign that she attended the funeral of any of her former prime ministers, the first and only exception being that of Winston Churchill, who received a state funeral in 1965. Although she was a controversial figure in British political culture, Margaret Thatcher is nonetheless viewed favorably in historical rankings of British prime ministers. Her tenure constituted a realignment towards neoliberal policies in the United Kingdom, and debate over her complicated legacy persists well into the 21st century. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for October 13th, 2020. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.